Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and boy, do we have a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to get right to it. And Joe here, breaking: Washington FBI field office confirms undercover officers' confidential informants and FBI assets were embedded in the crowds at the U.S. Capitol. Where do we, on January 6th, where do we hear that before, Joe?
On this program, we, you know, brought it out right away. There was many implants and people waving people in. There were just so many obvious signs that as it was happening that you knew there was government was behind it. It was a setup. You could see it.
Well, absolutely it was. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, the Congress, I've got to give Jim Jordan, I've got to give Matt Gaetz, I've got to give all those folks really the heads up. They've been doing a tremendous job in really exposing the corruption in the FBI. The FBI has lost all of its legitimacy. It's got none, no legitimacy. And I do want to say, I know that we'd still have some good people there in the FBI, some decent people, but they're down level four below, okay? They're the folks that actually get...
They're scared.
Pardon?
You see what happened, these whistleblowers, they have not only just removed them from a position, but they've stopped their pay, they've taken away security clearances, they've violated all of the whistleblower rules and regulations that Congress put forth, and one of the guys testifying that he's having to live, you know...
That was Agent Friend. They actually came in and took their clothes. They took all the clothes away from the children, took their home, and they had to leave, and they kept him from being able to get another job.
Yeah, and they're not allowed to get another job. So you can see what they're doing. They are putting the maximum pressure on anyone who is willing to tell the truth. This is a true revolution, folks. We've been trying to tell you. This is a communist revolution. The Democrats are not the loyal opposition party.
No, they're Gestapo.
This is a communist revolution that's going on, and it's for the heart and soul of this country. And it's one of those times that we must stand and fight, or your children and grandchildren are going to grow up in a land that's completely foreign to you, something that you've never known or experienced, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, right now, there was an insurrection, and it's being run by the feds. Right now, the real insurrection against America is being run by a rogue, unelected federal government that considers we the people to be its enemies. The Patriot Front group that marches around with masks and American flags is obviously, almost comically, just a bunch of FBI agents and recruits dressed up as patriots, thereby projecting the appearance of a militant patriot group so that the FBI can continue to justify its own pathetic, corrupt existence. You know what? I want to dedicate this radio program to those FBI agents, the decent ones, the ones that had the courage, the ones that had the honor, the integrity to be whistleblowers, to say, you know what, this is wrong, what we're doing. You know, we're no longer a legitimate federal agency. We become nothing but a bunch of whores selling the American people out. And so I want to say hats off to those guys, because they're, and more, I mean, I encourage this, you other agents out there and in the Justice Department, I encourage you to stand up and come out and tell the truth. Listen, it's worth it. It's worth what you're doing. I know a lot of you guys have lost a lot, but you've kept your honor. You've kept your integrity, something Chris Wray doesn't have, something that Merrick Garland doesn't have. So, again, and you know what? In the long run, you prosper, you know. So the fact you, in the long run, I believe that they're going to have a big lawsuit against the FBI. And I got a feeling.
They got to come together and sue, and I think we also need to go back and call Kevin McCarthy and say, what are the Republicans going to do to help these whistleblowers? The FBI is violating the Constitution, violating federal law by what they're doing to these men. I think Congress should stand up and authorize some money for the whistleblowers so they can survive what the FBI is doing to them.
I do too, absolutely.
Don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it's coming down. You know, breaking impeachment week. Marjorie Taylor Greene introduces articles of impeachment against U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. This guy is as crooked gets. Look, you would be very, very hard. He would be very hard pressed to find anybody that the Justice Department out there prosecutes that's as corrupt as Merrick Garland. That would be really hard to do. Really would.
Alvin Bragg comes to mind.
Yeah, but Garland's got him beat.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's got more power.
There you go. All right. The phone lines, they're not ringing. We got to get a ring at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. I just, you know, again, I want to say hats off to Jim Jordan, hats off to Comer, hats off to these guys that are coming out and really bringing it out. And, you know, even little Marjorie Taylor Greene, because they're having the guts, they're standing up, and where it counts. And boy, people are noticing this, aren't they?
Right.
And so not just that, but you know, not only I think will they be more than I think you're going to have people like with the agent friend and others, Joe. You're going to have people that come and start raising funds for these people. What do you think?
That GoFundMe, I think that would be one of the best things that people could do is set up a GoFundMe account for those agents that are willing to be whistleblowers, tell the truth. I was just looking in front of me. I've got three big stories. And I wrote a note to myself and said, this is America's future if the people do not fight back. One of the stories is about the new Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. His people are pushing for a $12 billion financial package to raise taxes on the people, defund the police. $12 billion financial package, think about it, that would raise taxes on the, you know, people, get rid of the policing, turn money over to social services instead of police, and he wants to eliminate homelessness by giving permanent, affordable housing, homeless services, you know, and he's going to tax all real estate transfers and real estate things. There's a word I can't think of right now, transactions, and he's going to use it to give free homes to, you know, the homeless. And it goes on and on about health care and schools, that restorative justice practices, sanctuary schools. He's pro-union, and he's getting all these mayors underneath him. What do you call it? Can't think of the word. Anyway, they'll be under him, and they're going to be working for the unions to push and promote the unions. It was the teachers' unions that got him into the office, that raised the money, that made the phone calls, that got him in. And now he is going to reward all these unions. He's going to slash the police budget of about 10% a year over the next 4 years. And the money would all go to social services, on and on and on. You get the idea. This is heavy-handed stuff.
This is outright communism, and the whole purpose is meant to completely destroy Chicago, to turn Chicago into a gangland.
No, they want equity, remember, not equality, equity. If you destroy the businesses, knock down the rich, raise the poor up, bring the rich down, till everybody has the same thing, which is communism, you have the equity they keep talking. Now, look at what they're doing in New York. They kicked a bunch of the veterans out of their living quarters in certain hotels and motels.
Yeah, we covered that yesterday. We were talking about that.
We put that in. But I found that one place, New York City, What they've done, they pay over $8,000 a month per room. And, you know, taxpayers are paying for this. And people had contracts that for these rooms had the illegal contracts. Some of them were like 6 months, 3 months. And they're kicking these people out. They're ignoring legal documents to put in the homeless. And now the squad is running out there demanding what? $14 trillion in reparations for, quote, descendants of slaves.
Well, I agree with that. But say, look, Joe, who was it? Who was it? Who was the party of slavery? Who was the party of slavery?
The Democrats.
So shouldn't they be the ones? I mean, every member of Congress, shouldn't they take some of these people into their homes and be willing? I mean, they're the ones that were all for slavery. They brought the slavery. So shouldn't they pay for this, all of this?
Yeah, they were the ones that supported all the, after the war, the Civil War, they were the ones that were causing all the trouble, were trying to keep the blacks segregated and down. But and they also never mentioned history. Blacks were sold into slavery originally in Africa by other blacks.
Yeah, the largest slave trader in America was a guy named Johnson. He was a black man.
Black man. He was not only the largest, but he was the first.
Mm.
And then they forget to mention there were very rich black men who were plantation owners who had black slaves.
And white slaves also.
And white slaves, yeah. Poor people that they were sharecroppers were treated just about like slaves back then. And they were living on just the edge of starvation. But again, they don't teach the history. We've got a public fool system. We call it that because it doesn't teach American history. It doesn't teach about the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, all of the covenants with God, with the different groups that settled in America, the early settlers. There's so much that your children and you were never taught. And this is just a picture of the world to come where these powerful people in government, especially the bureaucrats, make all the rules and regulations for you. You're going to pay higher taxes, have less freedoms. Your children are going to be continue to be indoctrinated even more than they are. They're already being indoctrinated, abused sexually and mentally, morally. We have what the other night we were talking about all the suicides and the young people, the drug use, the alcohol use, the cutting. They have a backlog.
Already, I got to jump in at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Look, Joe, twice this week, you know, we're doers of the word, not just hearers only. You know, we put our money where our mouth is. So twice this week already, I pledged $1,000. I pledged $1,000, and I'm going to do it again tonight to get, and I'm going to hope and we can get some matches. Now, I've got several off the other two, but right now, tonight, I'm going to pledge another $1,000 and looking for matchers. I need someone to match me for $1,000 out there tonight, and we have approximately, right now, 35 minutes. We have 35 minutes left on air, but we will be here now till midnight. But I need some $1,000 matches. We got to hear from you, folks. We're going into summertime. Summer is the toughest time for ministries, not just this one, but for all of us. And
yeah, always,
yeah, absolutely. So we got to hear from you. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Hey, Joe, you know who can really tell us about honesty in government? Someone who has never invested in stocks or stock market, or someone who has never been worth more than $150,000, Joe. And, well, we're going to hear from that fella here in just a minute. Can you take it away, Style?
This clip right over here has to be the most dishonest and the most damning. Joe Biden has been living a real lavish lifestyle. We know that. Everyone knows that. He has a multi-million dollar net worth, as we know on the surface. Now we're learning that he and his family members were collecting tens of millions of dollars from foreign nationals, especially towards the later part of his vice presidency, and really picking up in 2017 after he left the White House. He's made millions, supposedly able to afford $50,000 a month in rent. You know, it's no small potatoes to be paying $600,000 a year in rental expenses for one property. We understand the Biden family financial scope or financial picture now better than ever before. Yet what does Joe Biden say back in 2018 as he was gearing up to be a presidential candidate in the 2020 election? Take a look at this clip.
When I did my financial disclosure as vice president, a lot of my colleagues got a kick out of the headline in the Washington Post that said, quote, "It's probable no man has ever assumed the office of vice president with fewer assets than Joe Biden." As I made a commitment, I'd never own a stock or a bond. I'd never be involved in a business venture. I'd never accept an honoraria. I kept the promise, and I sent my kids to private universities, and my net worth is what it was when I started, $55,000 to $150,000.
The audacity of this man to stand in front of a crowd and tell them that he has a net worth of $55,000 to $150,000. He's just a simpleton, you know, simple Joe. He's worked his behind off in coal mines, and driving trains, driving school buses, saving every single penny, living a frugal life so he could send his kids to good schools. It's bled him dry. He has nothing left. He's devoted his entire being, his energy, and all of his finances to his kids and the next generation. He's the most humble guy to ever enter the political game. Give me a frickin' break. He's a lazy, corrupt politician who sold his soul to the highest bidder, and even worse, he sold his country's interest and national security to the highest foreign bidder. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, you know, the media writes about me as being the most humble man. No man has ever served as vice president with fewer assets than Joe Biden. What a frickin' scoundrel. I've never bought stocks, he says. Doubtful, but who needs to buy stocks when the whole world is your stock market? When Chinese foreign nationals and Romanian nationals and Ukrainian nationals, probably Mexican nationals as well, are basically free ATM machines for you. Quote, "I've never been involved in a business venture. I can't stand this guy. Everything about him is lies." It goes all the way back to that historic flashback, that C-SPAN clip, of Joe Biden telling a whole group of people that he graduated first in his class with honors on a fully paid scholarship.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School.
Oh, well, he must have just misremembered. You know, Joe Biden must have just misremembered all of the millions of dollars being funneled through his family into shady LLCs, funding his lavish lifestyle. Joe Biden's never participated in a business venture. You know what? That statement is true, but also not true. It's not true because he's obviously benefited massively off these corrupt business dealings, but it is true because these business dealings aren't really business ventures at all. He just simply sold favorable policy to foreign nationals and foreign entities. He didn't engage in business ventures. He didn't provide anything of value. He didn't do anything. The only transactions that he engaged in were corrupt ones. And here's another clip that's been unearthed. Joe Biden, the most corrupt politician of my lifetime, or at least one of them, lecturing the American people back, I'm not sure exactly when this was. It might have actually been during his time as vice president. Here he is lecturing Ukraine and Romanian politicians on political corruption.
Corruption is a cancer that eats away at a citizen's faith in democracy, diminishes the instinct for innovation and creativity. Already tight national budgets, crowding out important national investments. It wastes the talent of entire generations. Scares away investments and jobs. And most importantly, it denies the people their dignity. It saps the collective strength and resolve of a nation. Corruption is just another form of tyranny. When politicians can be bought,
when courts can be manipulated, when the media becomes a tool of propaganda, there you will find a society that is susceptible to manipulation from the outside. There you'll find a society that loses control of its own destiny. Not only its political security, but its physical security and military readiness is also compromised. We've recently seen that in Ukraine. We saw how over a decade and a half of corruption literally has hollowed out their military institutions and weakened that country's very capacity to defend itself. So fighting corruption is more than just good government. It's self-defense.
I mean, he was spot on there with his speech, especially with the whole media portion. Except most of it, in fact, all of it, was predictive of the future, and specifically the future of the Democrat Party and its policies and stances, especially when it comes to corruption in the media, propaganda, and information. But he's lecturing Romanian politicians and Ukrainian politicians about political corruption as he himself is engaging in said corruption. We now have information that the Bidens pocketed $1 million from corrupt Romanian oligarch, just as Vice President Joe lectured the country on ethics. He planted his son at Burisma Holdings, where no energy experience, frankly, no business experience Hunter Biden, who at the time was probably a crack addict, was making millions of dollars a year being on the board of Burisma. He put his son in that position of power. They accepted millions of dollars not from Hunter's salary alone, but from other deals, clearly with Romanian businessmen. He then went back to Washington and secured American taxpayer subsidies for the energy sector in Ukraine and the Eastern European region, probably benefited from tax dollars in a certain way, and got kickbacks from deals. All the while, he looked American voters in the face, and without batting an eye, without losing a single night of sleep, he lectured you about political corruption in that region. Not to mention he blackmailed Ukraine, forcing them to fire a prosecutor who was investigating his son. This guy is a liar. He is a scoundrel through and through. Let's also not forget this little beautiful flashback.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
No evidence. Joe Biden has never participated. He's never even spoken to his son, even though we have a literal recorded phone call where he tells his son, quote, "I think you're in the clear," even though we know that he participated in these deals. We pretty much at this point know that he's the big guy. He benefited massively, supposedly, as Hunter Biden said, taking half of Hunter's salary for, what was it, 30 years? The guy's a scoundrel. He's a criminal. And all honestly in the worst way. You know, I prefer an actual, authentic criminal who owns it. Maybe he's a little bit slick, but you know he's a mobster. You know he's pretty much a shady guy. Joe is the worst because he's shady, he's a criminal, he's corrupt, but then he lectures you about the topic. He lies to your face, he plays a role, he plays pretend, and I'll just end the video with what I said earlier. He is the biggest scoundrel in the modern political era.
One of the things that you gotta say about him is when he looks in the camera and he squints his eyes, mm-hmm. and then he whispers. He whispers, that boy, that's
creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah, he is kind of creepy. But that is Joe, and but he's getting worse and worse every day, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's losing
God
it.
Getting even.
Yeah, yep, he's getting even. All right, so Joe Larson, were you impressed by Joe Obama Biden?
I am so sick of that man. It's just not funny. I can't think of words that I can say that are clean enough for a pastor to say. He's a liar. Scripture talks about there's this, you know, short, this special place in hell for liars. God hates liars. This man is so corrupt, so deceitful, and he surrounds himself with like people, and they are literally destroying this country. And like I said before, they no longer the loyal opposition. This is out and out revolution. He is totally transforming America into a communist state. And so many people are just will not wake up yet, will not hear the truth, don't want to hear the truth because They would have to actually go to war, do something, take a stand, speak out.
You know, Joe, I get a lot of letters from folks out there, listeners to the radio program, and many of them tell me that they got rid of their televisions. They don't have televisions. They're not on the internet. The only thing they get all of their information from the radio, right here, from AM talk radio, and it's easy just to turn us on and turn us off. And that's why it's so important that we stay on the air, because many, many people, like I said, and I don't blame them for tossing their TVs. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, I'm still waiting. We have not had one person match my $1,000. And how long ago did I do that? 10 minutes ago? About 10 minutes ago, I made that pledge. $1,000, I haven't had one person match my pledge.
Okay. Well, one of the only reasons we're still on the air is because we are listener supported. We aren't going to get sponsors and nowhere else but talk radio, really, can the truth be told. This is one of the few places now. Fox News is just shedding viewers like crazy because people are finding out they weren't all they claimed to be, fair and balanced. They weren't giving you the true story. And, it's talk radio is the last bastion of freedom in this country, and we need to protect it and keep it going. And they are trying to get rid of talk radio. In fact, I was reading where the new automobiles are not going to have AM radio because most of talk radio is on AM stations across the country. So here they're going to do their very best to get rid of AM radio, which is talk radio for most people.
Well, you know what will happen then, don't you? People will have their portable radios right in the cars and just bring them right with them.
Hopefully that's what okay. will happen. But the point is they are really trying their very best to get rid of free speech. Free speech is the first thing that the Founding Fathers, it was the most important item, was to be able to speak freely, to have discourse. And the one thing the left cannot tolerate is open and honest debate where you lay out the facts. They use emotion. They use hate. They do all kinds of things. But you ever notice that almost never the lefties do they use just good, solid arguments, good information, in a debate form? No. They call names. They use emotion. They bring up hatred. They're racist, homophobic, they use titles and words, not facts, because they don't have the facts to win the case.
Right, and when they do get in a debate with anyone with any intellect, they lose. And you're right.
That's why they don't debate. Even Biden, his team has decided that they're not going to have debates.
Right. They can't stand up against the truth. I mean, that is pure communism. But, Joe, I'm seeing a whole lot of pushback all across the country here. And I think you're going to see it in different states. I think governors, I know here in Ohio, our governor's got to become more conservative or he'll be gone. Okay.
Yeah, he's terrible. Well, he can only serve out this term.
Let's give him credit for what he did. He signed all the pro-life legislation, which is good. And also constitutional carry. Okay. And he signed that into law. So that was, those are two very, very important things. So we got to give him credit for that, right?
Well, I see the pendulum starting to swing back toward the left now. And with that Danny Penny, the Marine in New York, that is charged with manslaughter or something?
Manslaughter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason I say that is because the lawyers were trying to raise $100,000 for his legal fees, and last time I saw it was at $2.3 million.
Yep.
People are still giving. Now, GoFundMe is actually not the place to go because they keep 5% of the funds. Oh. The one, I think it's called Give, Send, Go, is a Christian organization that keeps none of the money.
Oh, that's very, very good. Okay, Gibson Go, you say?
I think that's the name of it.
All righty, very good.
Go. Yeah, you're right. I've heard the term. I just didn't know there was a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
How much they charge.
Yep.
All right, Audrey from Perth pledges 40. Thank you, Audrey. That's Perth, New Jersey. All righty, very good. Come on, folks. We got to hear from you. We've right now 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes. And we're, I don't know how far short we are, but I think we're, about 3,500 below. We need about, I think about $150 a minute from here to the end of the program tonight. So anyhow, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. To that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All righty, we're back. There you go. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You Democrats, do you hear that? I'm telling you, Democrats, we're trying to tell you, it's repent or perish, and boy, that lake of fire is a hot place, and that's forever and ever, okay? So you need to repent of that. The Bible says, come out from amongst them, be you separate from them, or suffer the consequences. You don't want to do that, right? Okay, give me that one more time. That's change.org to save AM radio. Change.org to save AM radio, folks. You want to go up to change.org. I got to get that petition. And here's what we'll do. We will sign. We will refuse to buy any new cars that don't have an AM radio in it. Okay? No new cars without an AM radio. Absolutely not.
They're right? Looking for 7,500 signatures. Right now they have 7,036, so it's almost there.
They need 7,500. There's 70,036. You only need about 5,000 more signatures to get that on the ballot. Where at? In national ballot?
Yeah.
Federal ballot, national ballot. Very good. We'll vote on that, won't we?
Sure, all right. Will.
All righty, very good. Sue, you've got an article there.
Yeah. The World Health Organization is under public pressure to revoke guidance for education and health authorities, which claims, quote, sexuality education begins from birth, unquote, and pushes the right to explore gender identities and early childhood masturbation for children as young as four.
Now, is that a good reason to get your kids out of public schools?
It's a good reason to never put them in.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're there, get them out of there. For 50 years, we've been saying that on the air. 50 years, folks, we've been telling you. And more of you starting to listen. More and more of you are homeschooling or putting your kids in the private schools. So you got to keep it up. Get them out. Let the public school system collapse. It's nothing but a hotbed of cultural Marxism. And there you go. All right, Joe, listen to this. On Wednesday, that was yesterday, by the way, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, a Republican from Florida, introduced a House resolution to expel Russia hoaxist and serial liar Adam Schiff. This is right out of the Gateway Pundit.
Yeah.
Right now, remember how they used to boast about Bill Clinton being not only a good liar, but a great liar?
Right.
They would actually boast about that.
He's our liar, yeah.
And he's our liar. That's what they would say. Well, Adam Schiff, right now, they're saying is the biggest liar within the Democratic Party right now. Boy, he's got competition, I can tell you that. And so here,
come right out. He's, in fact, one of the articles I've got. He is still denying everything in the Durham report and still saying that it was Russian collusion and all the lies that he was telling. He's sticking with it still, despite all the evidence, all the facts. And this man is getting ready to run for the U.S. Senate. And he said the Durham report was flawed from the start. This was an investigation that started in a flawed manner, conducted in a flawed manner, and his conclusion is a flawed conclusion.
Well, if there's anybody knows about flawed manners, it should be him.
Yeah.
I would have to say he is right up there with the very most corrupt congresspeople we have, the very most correct congressman, I would say.
I can't think of anybody that's lied as much as often or brazenly, really, as he has.
Jerry Nadler would be close.
Close, yeah. Well, Biden's close, but he takes the cake. But talking, too, about politicians, we have Dianne Feinstein. And she was in an interview with a man, and a reporter, can't remember his name right now, but he was talking to her, and he asked her about...
Wait a minute, Joe, hold on. Wait, hold on. Wanda in Texas just matched my 1,000. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, Wanda.
Yeah. And anyway, the reporter was asking her about her absence and stuff, and she said, no, I haven't been gone. I wasn't anywhere. I've been here voting all the time. She is 89 years old, and she's suffering from complication from shingles. And the virus that she had was brought on a previously unreported case of encephalitis that leaves patients with lasting memory or language problems, sleep disorders, bouts of confusion, mood disorders, headaches, and difficulty walking. And right now she's being aided around the Congress by the daughter of Nancy Pelosi, former speaker. Nancy Pelosi's daughter is wheeling her around, telling her what to do, how to vote, whatever, because she's incapable. But they're keeping her in the Senate. This is how they play the game. The only thing that matters is power, not the person, not the truth. They've got to have her there to keep the vote, and they're going to have a. They've got a little babysitter, kind of like they do with what's his name,
Fetterman.
Other guy, what?
Fetterman.
Yeah, somebody to tell him how to vote, what to say, write things for him. So you can see the other side. It's. Everything is about we must remain in power.
Yeah, but I am seeing and I'm feeling the pushback. People are fed up, and if we can find a way. Now, the problem of it is the Democrats are still, they're still experts at voter fraud. When it comes to voter fraud, they are to voter fraud, election fraud, what Muhammad Ali was to boxing, what Elvis was to rock and roll. They know how to rig elections. That's one of their expertises. Republicans have not been smart enough to catch up with them, okay? They don't know. So we've got to do that. We know that they're already, I mean, they're openly talking about, Joe, get back to the basement, let us rig this election again, okay? You know, amongst the collective, that's what they're saying, okay?
There was an article yesterday that I read online, and it said that the artificial intelligence will impact the 2024 election, and I don't think in a good way for Republicans at all.
Well, yeah, but don't worry about it. See, the czar of artificial intelligence is none other than Kamala Harris. And then if there's anyone that knows about artificial intelligence, that woman is an expert in artificial intelligence. Okay?
Artificial is right.
Right.
The nail right on the head.
We know it wasn't. There's nothing natural about her intelligence. I've been listening to her.
She's done a great job on the border. Come on.
Yeah. All righty, folks, listen. Right now we are 9 minutes away. And at that time, right now, we need approximately 1,500. We're about 1,500 short. Now, all I need is for one more person to match Wanda and myself for 1,000, and one person to match 500. That's all I need, right? Just two. We've got 15 minutes now. Or if we just get three people to match for 500, right? Three people to match for 500. We just need that. We got to make it tonight. This week, we have not made it. For the first three nights of this week, we've come short of our goal. We got to reach our goal tonight. We can do it with your help, but we got to help you. No, you got to help us, because you know what? We only have right now, with what we have left tonight and tomorrow, we still come up with 2 hours of time to raise enough money to stay on for the entire month, next month. We got to hear from you. All right, Rose in Cleveland just matched, that's California, just placed 100. Thank you, Rose. And so we need to hear from you ASP now. Here.
Well, you know, like you were saying a minute ago about how what's going on, George Soros-backed Pittsburgh district attorney candidate wins Democrat primary. Matt Dugan received more than $700,000 in backing from George Soros, and he defeated the another man that was in the office who is now going to run next time as a Republican. But all across the country, we've been talking about it over and over and over in all these big Democrat-controlled cities. George Soros is pouring in money, and he's putting it into the district attorney races, and we're getting these extreme leftist liberals who are anti-God, anti-family, anti-the Constitution, changing the laws. They're not prosecuting crime. And I was just looking in Scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verse 20. Then began he, Jesus, they're talking, to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And it goes on to talk about some of the cities and how they had gone so corrupt and so evil. And in verse 23, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, there would have been remained until this very day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. God has seen what's happening in these big Democrat-controlled cities, the crime, the violence, the children being sold in slavery, children working in factories, all kinds of things that are happening in America. We have slavery going on, children being bought and sold. And we have nothing on Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, not at all. You know, Joe, how we've been boycotting the list of the woke corporations out there,
and
how they're reaping what they sowed. Walmart's shutting down hundreds of stores. Burger King has to close over 300 stores. A lot of these woke, Bed Bath & Beyond, they're going bankrupt. They're going out of business. Anheuser-Busch lost over $10 billion with their queer beer. And now conservatives boycott Target over sales of chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits for transgender children. And so we've been boycotting Target for a long time because they were the first ones to have it to where they have the dressing rooms for both men and women. And they wanted to have the bathrooms. In other words, they wanted to let these big creepy guys, these pedophiles, go in there where the little girls are in their bathrooms, okay? So we have been boycotting Target for a long time. And, folks, that's what they do at Target. Now, look, you know, if you've got any integrity, any honor, you know, I mean, if you just feel that any decency, you won't go into those places. Because, now think about that. Why would you want to go to a place where they sell chest binders and tuck-friendly for transgender, where they want to be a part of that? Why would you want to go to a place where they want to let pedophiles in there, they do peep shows on little girls in their bathrooms, folks? If you've got any kind of decency, any kind of honor, any kind of integrity, you would want nothing to do with that, and you would let them know. You would let Target know the reason you don't go to their store. And so that's what I would
do. And so many young people shop a company called, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Adidas.
Yeah.
They have put out the new Pride swimsuit, and they've got a male model that's modeling their swimsuit, and you can see the big bulge down where the male organs are, and it is sickening, and Jonathan Jones at the Western Journal is just as mad. He goes, it's a freak show, and they're talking about a celebration that the belief that love unites, a celebration of self-expression, imagination, unwavering belief that love unites, the collaboration explores fluidity, color, and patterns, and they're going to honor the LGBTQIA plus community. Can't read all the letters. But anyway, he's saying they just lost this family. They lost this. He said, I celebrate capitalism. It's time to start frequenting the small businesses that stay out of the culture war or those whose owners and employees respect my values.
All righty, we got to jump in. How much time do I have there? Okay, we're going to switch over for one more time. I've got to give you the number, folks. It's 888-281. We're still way short. We've only got about, well, we'll be here to midnight. We've got to hear the phones. It's got to be ringing. We really got to hear from you. We're still about $1,400 short. 888-281-1110. That's credit card number two. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you. We just heard from Dale and Roseville. And so he just placed 100. So thank you, Dale and Roseville. That means we're about 1,300 shorts. So with that, bring up Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Have you come to tell folks how they can avoid hell and get to heaven?
Yes. How much time do I got?
You got 5 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. I just want to say I was reading in Mark chapter 9, verse 42, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. I believe a millstone is around 4,000 pounds. And this is these pedophiles that run the Democrat Party and Disney and everything else like that. This is what these guys have to look for. And, you know, the perverts and everybody else, the Bible says, what profits a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? So all the money these perverts have got, millions and billions, it's going to be burned up while they're in hell burning themselves. And then, you know, they're going to have to answer for every child that they hurt with transsexualism or any other way. And this is they're headed for a burning hell, and they think they're cool because they've got all this money and all this power, and they've corrupted America. We're headed for a one-world police state, a one-world government that Biden is going to sign over America's sovereignty to this WHO thing, This is the beginning of the one world government. And, you know, the rapture is going to happen before that. And if you're not ready, you're going to wind up in hell along with all these crazy people. And that's not something you're going to want to do. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This is what Jesus said. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. See, God's a God of righteousness. His righteousness demands that sin be paid for, but his love entered into it in that he allowed Jesus to transfer your guilt and mine in full upon him. And when Jesus said it is finished, that meant all the work necessary for you and me to be redeemed has been done by the Lord Jesus Christ in our place. So when you by faith come to God, repentant about the fact you're a sinner, the Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. It's not just say a prayer without repentance. If you got to repent in your heart, ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he'll come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on the cross. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Right now you're a creation of God, but to go to heaven you have to become a son of God. And that happens the very moment you come to God and say, God, you know I'm a sinner and I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Ephesians 2:8-9 says it's a free gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not through your church membership, your good works, your water baptism. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then finally in Romans 10:13, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, he paid the payment in full for you, and you ask him to come in, where you receive him into your heart, he'll come in. And Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, or in other words, hear my word and open the door, I will come into him. That means right now while I'm preaching to you, Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart, but he's allowing you to decide whether you're going to open up that door and let him come in and be your Lord and Savior, or whether you're going to keep him on the outside and die and go to hell. If you want Jesus as your Savior, you can do it in a simple prayer of faith. I'd be glad to lead you in a prayer of faith, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God.
He 1 minute.
Every word I've said to you, and he wants you to receive him as your Savior. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, I repent about the fact I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And Lord Jesus, right now I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save me. Give to me the payment you paid in my place on that cross. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I trust you and you only for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Very good. Well, you know what? Again, we always want to say, folks, no one has ever regretted receiving eternal life. I can tell you that. No one has ever regretted going to heaven. Not one. But boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of people that wish they hadn't gone in the other direction, right? And, folks, that's for real.
Right.
That's for real. We're telling you. And so, well, we're out of time for tonight. So, as we say every night at this time, good night.
Good night.
And God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 always keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.